It is tax day. After a two-year hiatus due to pandemic-related extensions, April 15th marks the return of the deadline for filing federal income taxes and extensions to the IRS. With significant annual tax adjustments in play, including revamped tax brackets and expanded standard deductions and boosted limits to 401k plans, this tax season brings some notable changes that are impacting the wallets of many Americans. Joining us on the JR Morning Live line to talk more about this is Susan Tompore, personal finance columnist for the Detroit Free Press. Susan, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, it's April 15th. The good news, I guess, if you will, is that in Michigan, when some of the people were hit by the tornadoes last August, they do have an extended deadline if they want to take advantage of that into June 17th. So that is something that, you know, in some of the counties that are those tornadoes that hit in August. So you want to keep that in mind. It's hard to believe it. Already 100 million people so far this tax season, which began January 29th, have filed their individual returns. So a lot of people are already spending that tax refund cash. Probably don't want to hear that if you haven't filed a return yet. But the average refund is about $3,011 this year so far, and that's up 4.6% from a year ago. But not as many people are getting refunds. Oddly enough, there's a little bit of a decline in how many refunds have been issued. So I'm not quite sure on what that is. Some of that could be people making more money, not having enough withheld. Some of the people were delaying filing their returns. I don't know. I don't think that's the case anymore. But early on in the season, people were delaying filing those returns because they were hoping to get a extended or expanded child tax credit. That's still being discussed, but that isn't in place. And the IRS has said earlier in the season, file anyway. We'll deal with it. If you were using that as an excuse, you're running out of excuses basically at this point. One of the things that the accountants will say, the big thing to do today is file an extension. If you're really not ready and you're going to be filing a return that isn't complete or accurate, it is fine to file an extension, especially if you think you're getting a refund, because there's certainly no harm there. If you do file an extension, it is a free process at the IRS free file system, so you can do that pretty easily. And again, tax professionals are doing that at this point today. They're always talking about, the late filers and the people coming in at the last minute rushing, saying they have to do it. Well, you have to do it right. And filing an extension is the way to do that if you're, and you do get an automatic 6 months, but that doesn't mean you have to wait till October to file that return. You could file it next week. You can, file it in May. But if you do owe money, you want to make sure that you have as much money as you owe paid up until this point. So you need to, it's not an extension to pay. It's an extension to file a return. So if you haven't had enough withheld, you're going to need to deal with that. But the IRS is, answering more phone calls this year. They're getting out the refunds. It's not as many complaints as we saw during the pandemic. I'm not hearing from as many consumers personally as I did 2 or 3 years ago when there was a big backlog at the IRS. So things seem to be running smoothly. People, if you do want to pay, it's probably better to pay electronically, direct pay, file electronically, e-file. I've written about, some of the issues with fraud in the mail system, mail delays and that sort of thing. It's often better to do this electronically to avoid someone stealing your check. If you do run into some delays or if you really are a diehard at mailing the return, don't wait to mail it after the post office closes. Mail it before the post office closes and get a certified receipt that you're going to be able to track and prove that you've actually mailed that tax return, just in case it gets lost. Because you don't, if you owe money, you don't want to be paying penalties if you've got some kind of lost check in the mail or some sort of issue. So you do want to make sure that you pay a little bit earlier if you're going to mail it. But the recommendation is really to electronically file.
Oh, if you do file an extension, do you pay interest?
If you owe money, that's where you're going to pay interest. If you owe some money, you are going to be paying a little bit of interest here, and that's why you do want to pay as much as you owe. That's, it's an extension to file, not an extension on paying. So April 15th is the day that you're, you know, if you do have that June 17th, that's a big break that many people here in our area who have been, were hit by some of those bad storms can take. They don't have to pay interest if they're able to get that automatic June 17th extension. So that's a pretty pretty good opportunity for some people who have been, you know, harmed by the storms and dealing with a little bit more challenges.
Susan, only a minute left here, but there may be those folks sitting out there saying, well, they're not going to audit me. I'm small fry. They're going to go after the fat cats. 63% of new audits, according to the Wall Street Journal, went after people making less than $200,000. So middle-class folks are more often in the crosshairs with this new enforcement.
Well, you know, I think the one thing that you ought to remember is that there's so much that the IRS information has, you know, in terms of W-2 information. So much information is given to the IRS.
1099s.
1099s as well, your wage and income, 1099s. So they've got, you know, a lot of information that they can cross-reference. It wouldn't necessarily be an audit per se. You know, it could trigger an audit. But they do have a lot of information on you, so you might as well...
pay the bill.
All right.
I don't know. We get the services. I'm from that school. You know, there's a lot of services the government does provide. And I'm thankful for all the people who do work in the government.
All right. Susan Tompore, personal finance columnist for the Detroit Free Press. We thank you this morning. Coming up, the news of the day. Also, jury selection for the former president.